Jason Goodman's pastor confirmed to Jason that he is not a Christian. That's unusual.
What?
Well, as an agnostic, we toy with the idea of it could be this, it could be that, it could be Jesus, it could be science, it could be something else. That's how we think all the time. At least I do. It's a whole mind battle 24 hours a day.
Exhausting.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of like a hedging of your bets. Could not be.
I just don't. So it's a battle all the time. And sometimes it leans one way a little bit more and leans another way a little bit more. That, you know, that's how it is. And I've been like this my entire life. Again, my mom was Catholic. My dad was Jewish. When you have parents like that, you're born ignorant.
Yellow and blue makes green. We get it.
Sure. All right.
When I realized that this kind of is like a near tangent to my life. Every time I do something, I'm kind of a lot of it all in. Per se.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
We've seen that.
I was saying that recently to somebody.
And,
so I just went to Mexico. And when I went to Mexico, I'm all in.
Yeah.
More than ever. So I'm all in for 6 days, drinking my face off, don't care what I'm doing, do whatever I want to do.
Resort life, baby.
Immerse in the culture.
Exactly.
I'm in the resort.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Meta.
Okay.
Anyways.
Are you trying to say Mira? Look.
I say Meta.
Oh, sure. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Hey,
go
look
ahead.
Here.
Yeah.
I was saying that the whole time. I don't know if it comes across rude, by the way. I'm like, Meta. And they're like, look at me. I'm like,
yeah. I think yelling people in any language is not, it's not rude.
In that tone, it's rude.
But that's what it sounds like.
Spotlight! Mira! Mira! It'll sound right in any language.
But it sounds like that's what they're saying. They don't say, like, Mira. They go, Mira! They say,
okay.
So maybe it's the culture is more aggressive. I don't know. Anyways, so on the last night, I'm flying back, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just in that vibe. And Carol goes to me, by the way, I got tipped off. Jonathan's going to be there.
And that's like, the pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm like, and you think I want to go?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because in my mind, I'm saying this. I'm like, well, I guess most of the people there are going to like that that are going. I was like, I'm just in Mexico mode still. I'm like,
just left at like Satan's paradise.
Yeah. I'm like, church, why was I even going in the first place? That's what I was thinking.
It must have been a real good vacation.
What a waste of my time.
Exactly.
All the tithes you've been wasting, you could have spent on more Mexico trips.
They do any paying tithes.
So anyways, Carol's like, well, I'm just going to let you know that I'm going to have to go there because I volunteered to greet people at the door. I'm like, when you're a volunteer, you have to leave earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Everly's going. Everly loves it. So she goes to the little kids thing, and apparently she wants to go early with mom. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to feel guilty now if I don't go, because then Carol's going to have to sit by herself. Because when you sit, when you volunteer, you don't sit with all the people and all the neighbors and all the people you know.
Oh.
You just because you have to do it, then it starts, and then you kind of go in the back door, and there's a section for you because you're the first ones to leave also because you have to say goodbye to everybody.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
So so the whole time I'm like tormenting to myself. I'm like, gosh, I'll go because I feel as though, you know, I don't want to leave Carol hanging, right?
Okay, so the guilt you're feeling is because of Carol, not
and
because it-
in the back of my mind, I'm like, and Jonathan's going to be there, too.
By the way, if you're newer to the show, at one point, Jason, like, panicked in an email to him and said, you're my Taylor Swift.
That is,
what's that? Weird celebrity crush.
Yeah, it's like, and it's his local pastor.
So
that's so weird.
In my mind, it's like Jonathan's pushing through, and I'm pushing back the other way, and it's pushing back. Oh. I'm trying to push back. I'm to Mexico this way, and Jonathan's pushing back this way.
It's like the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Pastor Jonathan has no idea that this is
he's innocent.
I'm just going to go at the last second because I don't want to be talking to anybody. So I...
why do that at church?
I literally...
Why fellowship with anyone?
I kind of understand.
I know, Katie's the same way. She's like, don't talk to me at church. I'm like, well, it's kind of... That's kind of part of it.
Mine's like the peace be with you. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. There's three... what do you call them? Services.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the last one. At 10:59 and 30 seconds, I run through the door and go right in and sit down. Oh, I grab my coffee first and then sit down at the end by myself because Carol's still greeting all by myself. So, 'cause this is my fear. Now people are like, Jason Goodman's there by himself. It's so important. I'm like, I don't want that image.
He must be super Christian.
Or they think you and Carol aren't together anymore.
That could be.
Although she's greeting people, so maybe not.
I walk in, I go in there, and I know my boy Jonathan's going to be coming up soon.
My boy.
And I was like, okay, here we go. Anyways, the music plays and this kind of the scene.
He's got his own walk-up music.
No. It's like they play a couple Christian songs to begin with, which I really like. He starts his thing, the service.
Sermon,
whatever. And it's very good. It's very informative. It's called As If Series. He's always a series, As If Series.
Okay.
And he incorporates real things and all this other stuff. But this was a little bit different. He says, on the stage, he goes, oh, a lot of people like to say they're Christian, but are you? And I'm like, I don't know. I've been toying with that idea. I don't know what I am.
Jason, talking to me?
Jason audibly says no from the back row.
Nope. Can't trick me.
And I don't want any of y'all thinking I am either.
It gets rhetorical. You're like,
what
I don't know what that means.
What are the pros? I don't know.
Anyways, he starts going off in the sermon about how that a lot of people just say they're Christian because I go to church. I'm Christian. I believe in Jesus. I'm Christian. But he says way more than that. I'm like, uh-huh. He goes, you actually have to, in his belief or the church's belief, I guess that's what it is. I don't know what to say because your church might be different. No offense to you if it isn't. He's like, you actually, to be a Christian and a follower of Jesus, you have to do these things in life and follow life and do things in life as if you're doing it for God, the glory of God.
You live it. You have to
do those things. I'm like, okay. Then he starts naming off things that people do. And one of the things he says, he goes up and does this whole thing and he goes, what you should do is, and there's a screen up there. It says, this is the statement. He goes, how should I blank as if it's for even to Jesus? So he starts going off like, how should I, you know, go here as if he's basically saying everything you do should do if the way of what Jesus would want you to do, like follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts naming everything. And I'm like, this is not me. Like, I can't do this. How do I go to the strip club for the glory of Jesus? That makes no sense. How do I party in Mexico on top of the bar dancing for the glory of Jesus? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's going on and on. I'm like, I'm too manipulative.
You're too sinful.
I sin.
Too manipulative.
He's sinful.
You just told me 3 months ago that God forgives everything, and I've been living my life like, well, if I do it, don't worry about it. God forgives me.
He'll forgive me later.
He's like, but then he's like, you don't have to be Christian for God to forgive you and be a part of you, even if you're not Christian. He's always a part of you. But to say you're a Christian, these are the things. So I'm like, it's not me. That is not me. Now, I believe in the ideas and the principles mm-hmm. of the religion. And I always have, because it's if everybody followed what they're preaching and saying, life would be the world would be a thousand times better.
It's like good moral living.
It'd be
just
perfect.
Good morals.
The world would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not capable. I am not capable. I try. Uh-huh. I can try on some of them, but that's not enough. So that's what I've come to the realization that now I am believing in the ideas and the morale of Christianity and what he's preaching.
Uh-huh.
There's no way that I can do that. I don't want to live my life like that. It's too much fun the other way.
You don't want to give up the strip club.
No.
You don't want to give up the drinking.
The Tentacion.
I don't think drinking's the sin.
Dancing on the tabletop, going to the, like.
Yes, because what's going to happen is let's say I'm going somewhere at a casino and I'm going to start doing something maybe I shouldn't, like gamble. I don't know if that's even a sin or not, but it's like now I have to think, would this be what Jesus wants? So I'm like, I don't want to do that because it's not fun. I want to live my life.
This is a great message for the kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it because it's not fun.
But I will tell you this, being there and listening to what he has to say and all about makes me look at things differently. And I try to be kinder to people. There's some things, there's no way I can be a Christian because you have to do all those
things. I think you may have taken it a little bit wrong.
He said
it's not expecting you to be perfect, but there are expectations, but you just try to do the best you can.
Yeah, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory.
Yeah, exactly.
So preach it, Pastor Matt.
I'm just saying.
He's certified online.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, so Jason, now that you have received confirmation, as you're saying, that you are actually not a Christian from your pastor. We know that you ran into him, and we want to hear what he has to say and if he really confirms it in real life. We're going to hear what your pastor said to you coming up next.